This is an Audio Holdings production.
Tell me, friend Green, how far brought you High Hereford on his way?
I brought High Hereford, if you call him so, but to the next highway, and there I left him.
And say, what store of parting tears was shed?
Faith, none for me. Except the northeast wind, which then blew bitterly against our face, awaked the sleepy room. And so, by chance, did grace our hollow parting with a tear.
What said our cousin when you parted with him?
Farewell. And for my heart disdained that my tongue should so profane the word that taught me craft to counterfeit oppression of such grief. That word seemed buried in my sorrow's grave. Marry, would the word farewell have lengthened hours and added years to his short banishment, he shall have had a volume of farewells. But since it would not, he had none of me.
He is our cousin, but 'tis doubt when time shall call him home from banishment, whether our kinsmen come to see his friend. Ourself and Bushy observed his courtship to the common people, how he did seem to dive into their hearts with humble and familiar courtesy, what reverence he did throw away on slaves, wooing poor craftsmen with the craft of smiles and patient underbearing of his fortune, as 'twere to banish their effects with him. Off goes his bonnet to an oyster wench. A brace of draymen bid God speed him well, and had the tribute.